Yes, I believe in Christ, and that's good enough, and that you're going to go to heaven. But that's not true. Would you like to share with them? He's asking what we're out here for?
Yeah, we're out here just to preach the biblical gospel, and it's because of what Jesus Christ did. He was fully God. He came into the world. Do you believe you've sinned against God? Everyone sinned against God, right? We've all fallen short of the glory of God. So Jesus came into the world to bridge the gap between you and God. So when you die, you can be received of God, to be a friend of God, be a child of God, not be an enemy of God. So you're either a friend of God or an enemy, right? Kind of like the police. When they show up, you either run from them because you're afraid you're a criminal, or you stand there and you're okay because you're not breaking the law. So Jesus came into the world to shed his blood and die and rose again to defeat death. And the Bible says if you'll place your faith in Christ, a saving faith, and you're willing to follow him, not the world, not the culture, not man-made religion. If you're willing to lose your life and follow Jesus, God sees a willing vessel, means a willing person, and he'll give you a new heart and a new mind. I used to be a worldly person. I used to drink and do all kinds of vile things. And God gave me a new heart and a new mind, new heart, new mind, and I was born again. So by faith and repentance, you become born again. You're a child of God. And the fruit you're born again, it's not that you just go to church. You go to youth club. Those are not going to teach you to be a holy, godly saint. They teach you to be worldly, silly, and goofy, don't they? If you know anything about them. They teach people to be goofy, silly, and worldly. The Bible teaches you to be holy and sober. So by faith, repentance, born again, holiness, and obedience, you follow Jesus with all your heart. How do you know how to follow him? I'm holding this up. The Word of God. It's my Bible on here. You read and study the Word of God, and you endure in the faith every single day, following Christ. And the churches will tell you, well, you just come to church, raise your hand, come up to the altar, maybe you get baptized, and just be a good person, and just believe in Jesus, and you go to heaven. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible says you actually have to lose your life to follow him.
What do you mean by lose your life?
It means trade your life. Let's say, what's your first name?
Landon.
I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie. Let's say you said, I want to be a veterinarian. I've always wanted to be a veterinarian. You hear the gospel, maybe you go home and pray about it, and you go, oh my, that three preacher's right. Everything I'm living for, I'm going to lose one day when you die. You know who Elon Musk is? When he dies, he can take any of his money with him? You're going to lose it all, right? So you decide, I'm going to follow God, and I want to be a child of God, and I want to serve God. And then you pray, and you go, is being a veterinarian really going to serve the kingdom of God? Probably not. Or you want to be a football player, which is worldly and carnal. You alter your life to serve God. You lost your life. See how you lost your worldly life to serve God? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So whatever you do in life would line up and match to what God wants you to do. Not me, not your mom and dad, not your modern pastor. What God calls you to do, and God calls us to live holy and obedient. And you'll notice we're here at this event, but we're not of it. We stand out. We're different. We got signs. We dress different. We act different. We live different. Why? Because the Spirit of God lives in us. And the Bible says if you're a friend of the world, you're God's enemy.
Yeah.
Does that all make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. So do any of you guys have any questions?
Thank you.
Make sure you don't get deceived by the church system. Study the Bible. My website will help you. You can send me an email. I'll be glad to help you. We don't want anyone's money. All we want you to do is open the Bible and read it and go, wait a minute. Let me give you some examples. Christmas. All the churches celebrate Christmas. That's not God's holiday. It's a false holiday invented by the Roman Catholics. And it corrupts and deceives people. Easter is another holiday God never invented. And so I'm just giving you, I got articles on all this. I'm just giving you these examples that Jesus said you must worship him in spirit and truth. If you don't follow him in truth, can you follow him? If any of you guys get jobs, when you get jobs, they're going to say, here's the rules. Here's what you have to do. What if you don't follow the rules? You get fired. God says, if you don't follow my rules and you're not willing to follow my rules, I can't forgive you. You'll be outside the kingdom of God. Make sense? We love you all. Let us know how we can help you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being respectful. You know, I get a lot of disrespect from youth, but you know what I'm greatly encouraged by? I go to these places and sometimes, how old are you guys, by the way? Can I ask?
13.
I go to these places and it's amazing. The adults mock me, hate me, call the police on me, but many times the young people will say, I just had one young man, maybe your age, and he said, thank you for what you're doing. He said, I think this is right, what you're doing. I don't think he even understood what I was doing. Yeah, and he said, I think it's right. Here's the point. You haven't been totally corrupted yet. You're only 13. If you don't watch out by the time you're 20, what's going to happen to you? The culture is going to corrupt you. This LGBT group is going to corrupt you. Drinking is going to corrupt you. Smoking's going to corrupt you. Modern church will corrupt you. But young people, Jesus said, let a young person come to the kingdom. Come to the kingdom of God like a young person. So you still have pure, I'm sure you've sinned, but you have more pure hearts than the guy that, than I did when I came to the Lord. I was a wicked, carnal man. You have purity in you. Build that purity. Ask God to show you more. Ask God to keep you from sin and worldliness and wickedness, and you can grow up to be mighty men and women of God. So it's awesome. I get greatly encouraged when we go and I talk to young people. Some young people come up to me and spit in my face and scream and yell at me. They do. And so I'm sure you know some young people that are very outrageous and over the top. Many of them come up to me and are smoking and just being very nasty. But then I always meet some young people that greatly encourage me that there's still hope. See, there's no hope for America. America's doomed to the judgment of God. But you know where there's hope for? Every one of you. If you'll repent and follow Jesus, there's hope for you. Alright? That's why I come. That's why I come and preach. That's why I retired early, travel to do this. My wife and I live in our van full time. And we travel the country when we do this, and we don't take people's money. So go on my website. I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions. Follow the kingdom of God. Don't follow this kingdom of Satan. Walk in truth. We love you all. God be praised.
I'll send you a link to my church. So you guys can check us.